We're talking about the women whom you cannot engage to or get engaged to. We said number one is what? The engaged woman. A woman who's already being engaged by another man. This is number one. Number two, al-mar'a al-mutallaqa talaqan raj'iyya. A woman who is divorced, but her divorce is revocable. يعني maybe we need to explain this. يعني طلاق رجعي وطلاق بائن وهكذا. Let's explain this. We have two types of divorce. A man divorces his wife, and you end up with two types of divorce. If it is the first time, the second time, this divorce is called revocable. Meaning, the husband is the only one who is entitled to take the wife back during the iddah. The iddah is what? والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء. ثلاث حيضات أو ثلاث إيه؟ طهر. على حسب الأقوال الفقهاء. 3 months اللي هي فترة العده. في راجل قال لزوجته أنت طالق. هذه المرأة طالق. She is divorced. Now she spends the عده in his house. The عده is 3 months. The عده is what? 3 months. We have to say this, brothers. If you tell your wife أنت طالق 500 times at the same time, it is one time. والكلام هذا يعني مش كلام الأئمة. يعني سبحان الله مش كلام الأئمة. يعني أحمد ومالك والشافعي وأبو حنيفة, they say if you tell her 3 times خلاص بانت منك. يعني for your information, ده رأي ابن تيمية سبحان الله and the adopted view. لأن في ناس عندها جهل بالموضوع. وعنده حقيقة ابن تيمية رحمه الله شيخ الإسلام ذكر علة جميلة جدا. When you tell your wife I divorce you now, then if you tell her I divorce, you're divorcing a woman who is already what? She's already divorced. Fahim? Yani, do you understand what I'm saying? If you tell her 300 times at the same moment, I divorce you, all it takes for her to be divorced is what? What is the need for the rest? I want to say that if you tell your wife 500 times at the same time, at the same minute that I divorce you, it counts as what? One time. Now, after this one time, she stays in your house for 3 months. This is called al-iddah. Al-iddah. A waiting period. During that period, you can take her back by saying you're back, by kissing her, by giving her a hug, by having a husband-wife relationship with her. Automatically, she's back. Khalas. Now, it is haram for you to ask a woman who is in the iddah, in a revocable, a iddah of a revocable marriage, to marry. Ya waylak. يعني ينطبق عليك هذا الحديث. This hadith applies to الحديث في سنن الإمام النسائي, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من أفسد امرأة على زوجها فليس منا. Oh. Whoever spoils a wife or corrupt a wife against her husband, لأن امرأة في العدة وعايشة في بيت الراجل. She is in the iddah and she's living in the house of the husband. You go to her and say, oh, I wish he divorces you and I'll marry you. خلاص انسى. هذه المرأة مشكلة. مشكلة. She's not going to stay with the husband. She's going to wait for the iddah. She's going to refrain to return to the husband. She's going to make his life hell. The purpose of the iddah is to come back. يعني الحكمة, the wisdom behind the woman is to come back. And a lot of Muslims, listen to me carefully, a lot of Muslims make a big mistake. If they divorce their wife the first time, the second time, and they let them leave the house. يحرم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة. The wife must spend the 3 month iddah in your house. She is not to leave your house. During that time, No one is allowed to ask her in marriage or engagement. And you are the only person who is entitled to take her back. This is called what, ya ikhwa? The talaq A. Rajay. Yani rajay. Revocable talaq. Now, at-talaq marratan. If you did rajay twice, I divorce you one time, you took her back. I divorce you the second time, you took her back. You have one more time. One more time. If you tell her, I divorce you, banat mink. If you divorce her for the third time, she is irrevocable. الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان الآية الآية التي تليها فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره. She must get married to another man, and this other man divorces her, and then you can marry her again. And it cannot be organized. It cannot be arranged. كان عملنا فيلم زمان كده في مصر بتاع عادل إمام بيقول لك إيه زوج تحت الطلب. زوج إيه يجيب واحد كده إيه فاهمني an angry husband all the time who tells his wife I divorce you and then he divorces his wife and then they call this guy come on let's get married one night you're gonna sleep away from the bed. And then he divorces her in the morning and then he goes back and marries her again. لعن الله المحلل والمحلل له. Allah curses this person. You cannot do this. You cannot. It must happen what? Randomly. It cannot be organized. فهمين يا إخوة ولا, do you understand what I'm saying? ولا, this is a lot. Are we following me? Are you following me? Should I slow down? You're okay? طيب. So now, if she is divorced for the third time, this divorce is called irrevocable. Ba'in. That means she has to marry someone else. Now, this woman also has a iddah. Al-iddah li, what is the wisdom behind the iddah? قد تكون حامل. She could be pregnant. إبراء الرحم. عشان ما يختلطش ماء الرجل بماء الرجل الآخر. In order not for the sperms of this man to get mixed with the sperms of the other man. شوف الشريعة يا إخوة. الشرع. الشرع بتاعك شريعة. شريعة is in control. Allah knows. شوف, she must wait for 3 months. طيب, during those 3 months, can you engage her? Can you ask her for engagement? Not explicitly. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا عَرَّضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ. You could hint, alluding. والله يعني أنا بقالي فترة وأنا رجل عزبنجي, you don't have a wife for a long time. وأبحث عن امرأة صالحة. And I'm looking for a righteous woman to marry. هذا تصريح. هذا إيه؟ عفوا, تعريض. Alluding. Hinting. بس لو بتفهم, ما في نساء ما يفهموش الكلام ده. يعني كان في امرأة, أنا لا أتذكر اسمها, من أحد التابعين. فإيه زوجها مات. Her husband passed away. فشي was walking behind the يعني النعش وكده يعني. فأمان told her what the prophet said to فاطمة بنت قيس. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told لا تسبقين بنفسك. فقال لها لا تسبقين بنفسك, يعني don't rush. قال لقد سبقتك. فهمت على طول. That I'm already engaged. There is somebody already who alluded before you. It's done. فإيه يعني حسب فهم المرأة. تروح تقول أنا نفسي أتجوز, مش عارف إيه الكلام هذا, I would like to get married, يا سلام, مش عارف إيه, يعني كلام كده إيه. بس explicitly يحرم. يجوز التعريض, it is permissible to hint, but explicitly no. طيب, also this applies to the woman whose husband passed away. ما هو في امرأة مات عنها زوجها, ها؟ What is her عدة يا إخوة? A woman whose husband passed away. What is her عدة? أحسنت. والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن أربعة أشهر وعشرة. Four months and ten days. Or. وأولات الأحمال. What happened if she's pregnant? Her عدة is what? Deliver. وأولات الأحمال أجلهن أن يضعن حملهن. So during that period also, whether it is the 9 months until she delivers, or the 4 months and 10 days, you could also what? Hint that you are interested in being engaged to her. We have also المرأة التي خلعت زوجها. More like the man has the right to divorce, the woman has the right to do what? خلع. تخلعك. مشكلة دي. مشكلة الموضوع ده يا إخوة. بس والله نحذر نساء. We warn our sisters. والله حديث. If the sister pays attention to it, she will not even think about it. حديث ثوبان. الحديث في سنن أبي داود ومسند أحمد وسنن الترمذي. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيما امرأة طلبت من زوجها طلاقا من غير ذي بأس فحرام عليها رائحة الجنة. شوف التحذير هذا. Any woman who asks her husband divorce without a reason, حرام. The smell, the odor of Jannah is حرام for this woman. أهو. فنقول للإخوة الأخوات, we tell the sisters, yeah, خلعة ومش عارف إيه, وبخاصة the law here in the free land of America, but watch your آخرة. A lot of the sisters, they take their husbands out there and they come and they want to remove the husbands and come out of the relationship. Rest assured that this hadith applies to you. Any woman who asks خلعة or divorce from her husband without a sharia reason, without ذي بأس, من غير ذي بأس, فحرام عليها رائحة الجنة. Now the iddah of this woman who does khul'a to her husband is 1 month only, if she's not pregnant of course, is 1 month only. And during that time also, the husband or the person can allude or can hint to her that he wants to engage her. We have also another form of dissolving of marriage, اللي هو الملاعنة. الملاعنة, ايه الملاعنة يا اخوة؟ A man saw his wife committing adultery. تزني. طبعا for you to prove that she is adulterous, you must bring two witnesses. بس الشريعة سبحان الله جاءت في هذه القضية وخففت. تأتي بالملاعنة. تقف أمام القاضي وتقول: والله رأيتها تزني. والله رأيتها تزني. By Allah رأيتها تزني. By Allah رأيتها تزني. Oh, four times. And the fifth time, the curse of Allah is upon me if I'm lying. Oh. الآيات سورة النور. Read the first page of سورة النور. والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين. May the curse of Allah be upon me that if I'm lying. طيب, if the husband does this, what about the wife? ويدرأ عنها العذاب. If the wife stands up and says, أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين. If she stands in front of the husband and says, والله, he is lying. والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين. And the fifth time she says, والله, the anger of Allah is upon me if he is telling the truth. هذا بنسميه إيه؟ الملاعنة. With الملاعنة, that contract is dissolved. الزواج خلاص, لأن واحد منهم إيه؟ One of them is what? Is lying. والعلاقة لا تصح. بعد ما ينفعش يعيشوا مع بعض. وذاك الشرع فرق بينهم. Now you could also hint to this woman. إن شاء الله لعلنا نجمل الكلام في من تطلب للزواج ونفصل في المحاضرة القادمة إن شاء الله. فكرة؟ يعني لعلنا let's sum up quickly in 5 minutes. Who should you ask in marriage? Who should you seek in marriage? And then Nufassil will detail this inshallah the next lecture next Wednesday inshallah. But I want to remind you that I forgot to mention
حكم شرعي لابد أن نفهمه. A ruling. We said that it is permissible to elude, تعريض, hint to a woman who is in her عدة from an irrevocable divorce, زواج طلاق بائن. Is it okay? It is okay to hint that you would like to enter, get engaged with her, but explicitly is haram. طب, what happened if you actually do a marriage contract during the iddah? Is that marriage contract valid? I'm asking you, is the marriage contract valid?
Yes.
No, it is not. ما بني على بعض الخطبة موضوع آخر. The engagement is something different. The marriage contract is fasid, is invalid. لا يصلح هذا العقد, عقد الزواج. إثناء العدة للمرأة التي بانت من زوجها, from a woman who is divorced from her husband, a type of divorce that is the jurist referred to be bain, meaning irrevocable, meaning he cannot take her back. During the iddah, if there is a marriage contract, this marriage contract is invalid.